Welcome to the Something to Think About podcast, where we take a closer look at what the Bible says about common questions. I am Andre Palmer.
What does it mean to be spiritually stable? What does the Bible talk about? Stability, how is it described? What do we need to do to reach that state of stability? What are the components? That's the look for this month's series on stability. And it's a very important concept that will help us to navigate life's challenges, whether it be financial or otherwise, disappointments that we have to deal with, storms, rejections, whatever it is, discomfort. We must reach to a place of spiritual stability when we are navigating difficulty. And that's our look for this month. And today we want to start with giving a definition of what it is, how does the Bible describe stability, and what are the different components. That's our focus for today. As always, our core scripture is coming from Isaiah 33 verse 6, reading from the NET version. He is your constant source of stability. He abundantly provides safety and great wisdom. He gives all this to those who fear him. So that's a very interesting perspective, that God is our source of stability, and he provides safety and great wisdom to everyone who fears him. Well, let's zero in on what exactly is stability. How does the Bible describe spiritual stability? According to Proverbs 28 verse 2, spiritual stability is maintaining order. So when we're talking about becoming stable, we're really talking about developing some sort of order, removing the chaos, ensuring that everything is running as it should. And what Solomon said is that when a country is in revolt, it has many rulers, but only with a person who has understanding and knowledge, it will last a long time. So chaos comes when you don't have order. And it's important that when you're looking to maintain spiritual stability, whether it be financial or otherwise, you need to have some sort of order. For example, if you are facing financial difficulty and you're unable to resolve or to maintain or to even live because there are so many demands, what you need to find financial stability is ensure that your finances are in order. Meaning you need to see what's your financial capacity, meaning look at your income and also take an evaluation of your expenses, because sometimes your expenses are higher than your income, which is causing instability financially. So we need to put everything in order in terms of you may be earning a lot, but you are not spending with a plan. And according to what Solomon was saying in his proverb, is that when a country is in revolt, it has many rulers. The reality is that there is no one focal point. There is no structure. Too many persons trying to give direction as to what exactly you're supposed to do and all of that. And when it comes on to your spiritual stability, you need to maintain some level of order, whether it be for your personal life, your finances, and otherwise. You cannot continue to go off in chaos in many different directions. If you think about the many rulers, there are different perspectives, different ways of doing things, different ideas to explore, different answers to the problems. There's a lot of debate. If you think about many persons looking and taking control of one specific area, and there are different ideas bombarding you as to which direction you're supposed to go. But the Bible is saying that a person with understanding and knowledge will last a long time. And that's a key component when it comes on to maintaining stability. You need order. Here's another one. And number two, the second definition we want to look on is living a long time. That is, long life is another definition of what stability looks like, the length of days. And in the same chapter, verse 16, it says, a leader without understanding taxes his people heavily, but those who hate unjust gain will live a long time. So we are looking on now, living a long time. This scripture is kind of putting us into a different perspective in terms of how you go about doing what you're doing. So it's looking on your motive, because it says that a leader who taxes his people heavily is a leader without understanding. But those who hate unjust gain will live a long time. So it talks about the lack of understanding in terms of the area that you're trying to resolve. How much do you understand it? And your level of understanding will determine the measures that you put in place in order to maintain and find that level of stability that you desire. Because it's very important that you have a level of understanding about the area to put the right measures in place to bring about stability. So if you look at what the scripture says, a leader without understanding taxes his people heavily. So he's looking to raise revenue by putting burden on others. But it says that a person who hates unjust gain lives a long time. So you have to know where the pros and cons of the decision that you're trying to make to maintain stability. Are you putting burden on other people? Or are you have the level of understanding to put the right measures in place to ensure that you can find that level of stability? Let us look at number three. Number three is strength. Stability comes with strength. When you're able to stand strong, your level of strength is what is defined as stability. By means of justice, a king builds up a country. But a person who confiscates religious contribution tears it down. So Solomon, again, was giving in terms of how a city is built, a country is built. It's built on justice. And a person who confiscates contribution tears it down. So the reality is that in looking on justice, you're looking on finances. So your finances, your level of financial contribution. The NET version says a king brings stability to a land by justice, but one who extracts tribute tears it down. So there should be a fair way of how you do what you do. And financial stability comes by your strength. So you're looking on building stability with justice in terms of the fairness of the decision, but they're doing the right thing. So now stability comes, you build stability. So this is an idea now in terms of stability is built. So we started out by saying that stability is defined as maintaining order. Stability comes with living a long time. And now the third one we're looking on is stability builds up a country. Stability is what is the foundation that strength is built on. So you build your spiritual stability with the foundation of justice. That's a component. We'll get into the deeper details in future episodes, but focus on getting the concept of what exactly is how the Bible defines stability, which can help you now have an understanding in terms of evaluating your situation to see if you have some level of stability. The fourth definition is stability is you protecting what you have. So we looked on stability as a source of strength that builds. No, stability is something that also protects. And Solomon is the one that is really giving us an idea in terms of how you build spiritual stability. So in Ecclesiastes 7 verse 12, it says, "For wisdom provides protection, just as money provides protection. But the advantage of knowledge is this: wisdom preserves the life of its owner." So now, stability is how do you preserve what you have? That's a question that needs to be answered. So now we have to look in terms of, if you want to find stability, you need to maintain, bring your life in order. So if your life is in chaos, that means you're unstable. And it says a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways, according to James. But now, in order to find stability, you need to maintain order. But this perspective, now the fourth perspective that we want, the fourth definition, is that wisdom preserves the life of its owner. So wisdom, knowing what to do, knowing how to apply the word to your life, provides protection. So putting risk management measures in place is part of the foundations of building stability. So a king builds stability through justice. So now a king protects the country through wisdom. So risk management practices is in place that is needed now to ensure that you have some level of stability. What does that mean from a financial perspective? Having an emergency fund in place, some level of savings. You don't need to be a lot in the beginning if you're working on transitioning to a more stable financial. You're sorting yourself out during this phase. You just need something to get you through in the event that something comes up. It could be 5,000, could be 10, 30, 50, something that serves as a base. You don't touch it unless you have a genuine emergency. However, you can't see what you can do in the short term without putting yourself in order, organizing every aspect of your life, from your expenses, your travels, how you manage your time, what you give your attention to, how you organize your way of work. All of these things has to be put into a plan, to putting order. You need that order to ensure that you have some level of stability. Steadiness would be a right word to go through and navigate this period of building that foundation. So Solomon is encouraging us that put risk management measures in place to ensure that you have some level of stability. Because in the event that an unpredictable situation comes up, you are still able to function because you have thought about the risks and you have put measures in place. So what if your car breaks down? What if your child has a trip that you find out the day before and you need a certain amount of money for them to be able to get that cultural and exposure to build their capacity while they're growing? These things will happen if you're a parent. Sometimes you have unexpected events like sickness and you need to buy medication. Although you may have a health insurance, some of us may have a health insurance, you may need additional funds to pay for the doctor visit and also to supplement the rest of the costs for the medication, because what if the health card don't cover it? Do you have additional funds that you can draw from in the short term that can cushion that period? So that's what we're talking about in terms of putting risk management measures in place. If you're at work and you realize that you need a certain level of maybe ideas, or you realize that you're doing certain things repeatedly, what are some of the risk management things that you can put in place to cut down the repetitive tasks, such as creating templates, automating some of the stuff using the technology, all of these things, stuff that you can think about. And the last one, according to Jeremiah 22, verse 16, number 5, definition, is living a comfortable life. So it really all boils down to this in terms of living a comfortable life. And it's important that we're able to live comfortably, because it's a critical component of ensuring that we establish, and this is the goal in general. Like, we have an ability, we have the aim of living comfortably, and this is important. So Jeremiah says that he upheld the cause of the poor and needy. So things went well for Judah. The Lord says that is a good example of what it means to know me. So living a comfortable life, your needs are being taken care of. It what is the final definition that we are looking on today in terms of what it means to have spiritual stability. So we spent a good time talking about money and the physical things, but spiritual and emotional needs, it works the same way. Maintaining order, putting risk management practices in place, ensuring that you build it on a fair, righteous system as well. Because as the word of Solomon says, that the words of the wise are heard in quiet, more than the shouting of a ruler is heard among fools. Wisdom is better than weapons of war, but one sinner can destroy much that is good. Ecclesiastes 9:17-18. So we want to end on this note. And the question I want to ask you today is that if your life is in disorder, what can you do now to put everything in order, every aspect of your life, from your work life, your family life, your financial life, and even your personal relationship with God? Is your relationship in God is in good order? Is every aspect of your life in good order? Second question that you can think about this week is, do you have risk management plans in place? So we're talking about financial risk management plans, like an emergency fund. If you're based on the nature of your work, do you have risk management plans in place in the event that something that you're working on is not working out? You have an alternative that will ensure that you get your objectives done. So that's number two. And what are the plans you have to build stability? These are three good questions that we can take away from this week's study for the rest of the week. Think about it and reflect on these questions. And until we meet again, God bless and my love.
And that's our show. Thanks for listening. I release a new episode of this podcast every Tuesday, wherever you listen to your podcast. If you find this information useful, please share this episode with a friend. This podcast was also brought to you by RemlaMinistries.com, resources to help you on your Christian journey, study guides, counseling, and more. For more information, visit our website at www.remlaministries.com.